Hey folks, happy Sunday. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here with another Sunday mindset message here. And listen, this Sunday, what I want to speak about is how to overcome failure. And I want to explain it to you as if I was speaking to a fifth grader, which means I want to keep it very stupid simple, okay? I think when we watch videos on the internet about the mind, about meditation, about mindfulness, about the conscious and unconscious part of your mind, you know, a lot of these videos make it so complex that people can't understand it. And how do I know that you don't understand it? Because you don't apply it. One thing I've learned of helping hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people just manifest their dreams is once a person understands the curriculum or the information, he or she is more likely to apply it. Does that make sense? Thanks for the follows, by the way. And if you're brand new to the Sunday Mindset Message here, my name is Wesley Virgin. I'm a self-made millionaire from Houston, Texas, and I go live every Sunday morning to give you the message for the day. Many of you are aware that my father's a pastor, and right now I'm pretty sure he's getting ready to preach at his church, but this is my synonymous. I wouldn't say it's the same, but this is just my adoration of my church, okay, if that makes sense. But we're not here to talk about religion. We're here to talk about real life issues and real life techniques and methods to get you where you are right now, to move you where you want to go. And this topic is going to be applicable to a lot of you, because how many of you, if you could get rid of failure, you know within yourself you could do more things. Like some of you are still at your job because you're afraid that you're going to fail, right? Like you want to start the business, but you have the stability of your job, so it's the security that's keeping you there. Maybe some of you are in a relationship and know you need to get out of the relationship, but you're afraid, you know? You're like, well, you know, I don't want to fail. I don't want to start all over again. I'm doing it for the children. Some of you are saying affirmations and meditating and visualizing over and over again, right? But still, you're not manifesting anything. You've noticed that every year, you're still not making progress. Well, I'm here to help you. I'm here to shed a light on your problems and issues. And hopefully, if you choose to listen now, this information is going to just be mind-blowing here, okay? But let me say this again. It's not new information. This is not new. What's new is how I'm going to articulate the message and how I'm going to explain it to you, okay? Because I'm going to keep it dumb, stupid, simple. So if you don't mind, go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give all of you a shout out. Make sure you take pen and paper to write as well. I am a self-made millionaire. I used to be broke and poor, obviously, but now I'm worth about $40 million. I am in the digital marketing world, real estate, Bitcoin. Forex. I do a lot of stuff, right? I have a business in Colombia, Medellin, have a transportation business, and also have an Airbnb business. So I'm just a businessman, right? I have a ton of partners around the world that do several and a voracious amount of things. And I'm blessed, and I got three children, and I'm living my dream. And I'm so happy, so proud of my children. My daughter, my oldest daughter, she's in nursing school in Oklahoma. She just got a letter that she is on the dean's list. Let's go, DeAsia. I'm so proud of my younger daughter. She's killing it in track right now. She's in the 10th grade, and she is number one in the region right now. The best time in the 200. So we'll be going to the regionals next week. And the week after that, we'll be going to state in Austin. So I'm so proud of her. She is winning everything. The long jump, the 200. So everybody, and my son as well, I'm so proud of him. He's getting ready to enter real estate school. He decided not to go to college, kind of just mimicking his father's endeavors. So he's going to be running a lot of my real estate, and he's going to be a real estate agent. So he's very excited about that as well. So life is good. So enough about me, okay? Hey, Portia. I'm sorry. Let me give you guys a shout out here. Hey, Portia. Hey, Jessica. How are you? Caroline, you could just hit the like button if you could hear your name. Hey, Nina, how are you doing? How are you feeling there? Hey, Sky High Marketing, how are you? Samiria, how are you? Renee, and thank you for the shares and likes. Bring everybody to the Sunday Mindset Message here, because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to be very direct with this information. Hey, Jerome, how are you? From Columbia. Jen, I love you too, Jen. Hey, we have Anina Ha, we have Azeeb, we have Jose Reviles, how are you, sir? We have Ali, how are you? Sarita, Jackie, Nina, again. Let me see, I just want to make sure I give you guys a shout out. Miss Indian Love, how are you? Y Parayas, how are you doing as well? Okay, so Toronto, Yvonne, Nettie, how are you? Good morning. All right, so check it out. Hey, Ellie from Houston. So listen very closely here, and this is for anybody that, you know, you believe in manifestation, and maybe you've been trying to visualize, or maybe you've been saying affirmations, but nothing is working. Or maybe you're just in fear. You're just scared to fail. And that's normal. Like, I've been there before. You're just afraid to fail. You're afraid that you're going to lose everything. Maybe you want to invest $10,000, $50,000 with Wesley Virgin's team, but you're afraid that if I give Wesley the money, nothing's going to work. What if it fails? I'm going to lose my money. And let me share something with you. It's very natural for us to be very skeptical doing things, okay? And don't think that you have a problem. Unfortunately, how we were taught incorrectly. And we were never taught on how to really control and manage the thoughts in our mind here, okay? So I don't want you to think there's something wrong with you, okay? But I am going to teach you how to overcome failure. Now, write this down. This is going to be important. Remember, education is the name of the game. You know, knowledge is the precursor to experience. When you have the right amount of knowledge, then you're ready for the experiences in life. And everybody reads that are rich. Warren Buffett, much love to Steve Jobs, Wesley Virgin, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. They all read. Okay, we all read books all the time. So write this down. The fear of failure creates the experience of failure. Okay? Please write that down. The fear of failure. Because I know a lot of you, you know, your fear. You're like, oh, I'm afraid. I don't know. Remember this. The fear of failure creates the experience of failure. Okay? Write that down, everyone. Okay? We've got 79 people in here right now. 79 million, by the way. Go ahead and write that down. And I want you to really think about what I just shared with you. The fear of failure creates the experience of failure. Okay? Write that down, please. All of you, right. The fear of failure creates the experience of failure. Okay, that's powerful right there, and I'm gonna explain why. Write that down, please, folks. I said the fear of failure, not the feel. The fear of failure, because you're fearing the failure, correct? You know, you don't want to fail. That's why most of you are not doing what you know you're supposed to do, because you don't want to make mistakes. That's obvious, okay? So the fear of failure creates the experience of failure. So what does that mean? That the fear of failure starts in the mind, right? Like, you have to think about something for you to be afraid of something. I give example. How many of you have you ever jumped out of a plane before? Some of you are like, absolutely not, Wes. I'm never going to do this. Some of you are like, yes, easy. Of course, I've done it before. Simple. So my question is, what is the difference between the person that said, oh, no, I'll never do that? Absolutely not. You got to be crazy. I like my life. I love living. And then you have another person say, of course, I jump out of a plane. Not even a big deal. I love jumping. I've always wanted to do it. So the question is, what is the difference between those two people? Well, I'm explaining it to you, okay? The person that says that I'll never do it, in that person's mind, they have a picture, okay? They have a picture, they have an image. And those images are pictures in that person's mind as them falling to the ground, dying. Their picture is, well, what if I jump out and the parachute doesn't deploy? That person has pictures of other videos that they've watched on the internet of people dying, right? They jumped out of the plane and they died. That's the picture in their mind, okay? Now, the other person, they have a different picture. They have a picture of them soaring and flying through the skies, landing perfectly, going through the clouds, feeling the wind hit their body, feeling the excitement and the thrill. Okay? So write this down. The difference between the person, the two people, is just the picture that's in your mind. I give you a better example that we'll all be able to relate to. Many of you have a job, but you would like to quit your job to make maybe $50,000 a month. Can I get an amen? Who wants that? You know, what if I'm able to program your mind right now? What if I say, you know what? Listen, I'm going to program your mind right now. Open up now. And I'm going to embed a new belief in your mind that's going to allow you Monday morning to quit your job and start a business that's going to earn you $50,000 per month. And you will believe that you will do that. You want that. Now, everybody does, right? Now, why don't we do that, though? Like, is that a possibility? Comment below. Like, is it possible that all of you that have a job can leave your job and earn $50,000 a month? Like, is that a possibility? I mean, people are doing it on a daily basis. That is a possibility. But if that's a possibility, why don't people like yourself do it? Why don't we just go ahead and just do it? Quit the job, whatever, and just start it. It's because of the picture that's in the mind. Now, what's the picture in a person's mind that want to leave their job, but they are afraid to fail? Well, they have a picture of, if I leave my job, I won't be able to pay my bills. If I leave my job, then I'm going to be standing under a bridge. If I leave my job, they may take my car. If I leave my job, I'm going to be stressed out about money. And these are pictures in a person's mind, by the way. Like, people can see themselves under a bridge, literally. They can see the repossession of somebody taking their car. They can see the eviction notice coming after they quit their job. They can see themselves not being able to take care of the children properly. Like, it's a picture that's in your mind. Does that make sense? Okay? Are you with me here? But another person that just quits their job, well, they picture something different. I give you an example. When I quit my job at the age of 32, I was making $200,000 a year already, right? I was doing well, obviously. Making 20 grand per month. And I decided to quit my job. Now, why did I do that? I started to think about something differently. I decided to change the picture. How did I do that? Well, I said, you know what? Instead of saying that, well, everything is not going to work out, I'm not going to be able to pay this, I say everything's going to work out perfectly. Now, let me explain that, because I know some of you might say, well, come on, that's not reality. You can't just say something or think something and everything works. And I'm here to tell you that you're absolutely incorrect. And many of you, what you don't realize, the reason why you can't overcome fear in anything in your life, because you don't understand why you even have the fear. You don't understand that fear is nothing but a process of thinking. That's all what it is. As a matter of fact, fear itself means, write this down, false evidence appearing real. Say it with me. Say it with me a few times. Fear means false evidence appearing real. Say it again. False evidence appearing real. Okay? Like, what's happening in your mind? Like, right now, you guys are having a ton of thoughts because I can see the comments below. Some people are negative in the comments. Some people are positive in the comments. Some people just talking about other shit. Some people not even listening to me. You know, listen, whenever it comes to something that you're afraid of, that is false because it's just happening in your mind. If you go to work, right before you go to work and say, man, oh, man, I don't want to go to work. These people are going to piss me off. They're going to do this. Well, you're creating, it's a picture in your mind of people pissing you off. Does that make sense? If you say, I'm going to go to school today, I haven't studied for the test, I'm going to fail, everything's not going to work, I hate my teachers. What? There's a picture in your mind about that experience, but it's false. But it appears real. And if it appears real, it becomes real. Okay? Does that make sense? Comment below. I want to make sure you're getting this. I'm explaining this like a fifth grader. Like anybody can get this. Listen, the fear that you're experiencing with anything in your life, especially when it comes to money and starting a business and manifesting, it's what's happening in your mind. You are picturing repeatedly a scenario that doesn't serve you. And the reason why you continue, you may say, well, Wes, why do I keep thinking about the negative scenario? That's easy. Watch this. It's because you're hanging around people who are just like you that are reinforcing the negative scenario. Like if you went to work and say, hey, you tell your coworker, hey, man, I think I'm going to quit my job. Start a bit. No, man, what you talking about? Don't do that. That's not smart. You got to have a backup plan. You tell your mama, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm going to quit my job. No. What you talking about? No. You need stability. You need security. No. Work the business part time. Don't quit your job. That's crazy. You get it? And that's why you never leave. It doesn't matter how much you want to leave or how much you have a desire. You're in an environment that reinforces your current beliefs. Does that make sense? Listen, even people that I've known, when I stayed in my previous high rise, it was a concierge guy. He always would tell me, man, I want to leave my job. I want to leave my job. And I said, just leave. Yeah, I know, man, but I don't know, man. I got to pay my bills. I got to do this. And I said, well, are you saying that if you leave your job, you can't pay your bills? Like you can't make more money outside of this job? He said, yeah, I know. I probably can, man, but I don't know. You know, I've been here for so long. And he didn't realize that belief that he had, his friends, girlfriend, and family that surrounded him, they were reinforcing that belief. And that's what's happening to you. You got people around you that's reinforcing the fear. Okay? They're just reinforcing. Oh, I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid to start the business. I'm afraid to invest money. You're around other people that are afraid to invest money. Like me, I'm not afraid to invest money. Even when I didn't have any money. This is why I had to choose to separate myself from friends, family, cousins, mama, daddy, brother. I had to separate myself. Why? Because if I would have told them that I invested $50,000 on a credit card that I didn't have any money, they would have told me that that wasn't smart. What are you doing? You're going to put yourself more in debt. Then I would be very reluctant to spend the money. Does that make sense? It's not that people don't want to invest. They're afraid because of the environment that they're in. They're afraid because the pictures, they can see themselves losing the money. Or they can think back in the past, man, I lost money before. I'm not doing it again. You see that? But that's just in the mind. Let me say this again. Fear, because I want you to get this. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's false. What I want you to understand, your thoughts are not really real. They're just thoughts. Okay? They're just thoughts that you're having. And a lot of your thoughts have so much momentum, and that's why you're manifesting realities that you don't want to manifest. Get it? You ever met a person that always have problems? You ever met a person that just like, let's say, if it's not one thing, it's another. And it's always another thing with these people. Like, it's always something. You ever met a person like that? You ever met a person that always see the clouds in the sky? You ever meet a person that knows this information, But yet they were like, man, I don't know what's going to go on. This is not going to work out. We can't do this. We can't do this. You ever met a person like that? Like they know this information. They've heard it several times. But yet, whenever they get in a situation that they don't understand, they don't know what to do. Man, I don't know why this is not working. What are we doing wrong? And I don't know what to do. I'm scared. Am I going to lose my money? Am I ever going to make more money? Like what they don't realize, they're picturing themselves. It's a picture in their mind of saying, oh, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose it. I'm afraid that it's not going to work. Like you're pitching yourself losing the money, pitching yourself it not working. And you know this information. Isn't that crazy? And that person doesn't realize that they're manifesting more of what they don't want. Listen, let me give you a tip. Let me give you a technique here, okay? I know you're rubbing your hands together. I know you're excited right now. Listen, let me give you a technique that I used, okay, in the beginning of my own personal success journey. And I've mastered it. I mean, the only reason why I've mastered it, because I've done it for so long, it's just part of my pattern, part of my habits, okay? So, let me give you one more example. You know, it's like swimming for the first time. You go to the edge of the pool and you want to jump. But you say, I'm afraid to jump. No, you're not afraid to jump. You're afraid to drown. But the question is, why are you even thinking about drowning? Because that's what you're picturing. You're picturing yourself, well, since I can't swim, you're using logic. Well, since I can't swim, if I jump, I won't be able to come to the top, which means I'm going to drown. See, you have attached meanings to experiences that you haven't even had yet. You're not afraid to jump. Like, you're not afraid to quit your job. Like, no, I'm afraid. You're not afraid to quit. No, you're afraid of sleeping on a bridge. But who said you're going to sleep on a bridge? Who said that? How do you know? How do you know you're going to be sleeping on? How do you know you're not going to be able to pay your bills? How do you know? Like, how do you know for sure that everything is going to fail around you if you invest $10,000 with me? How do you know? Like, how do you know it's not going to work out? I'm going to fail again. I've done this before. Like, my question is, how do you know it's going to fail again? How do you know you're going to drown? How do you know that you're going to be broken? How do you know? Like, how do you know? Listen, you don't know. You got to really understand that. Like, you don't know. Open up your mind for a second. Like, you don't know if you're going to fail. You don't know if you're going to succeed. So since you don't know, you can create it. So what I did, listen, I started to change, like when I would visualize, and it's important because when I used the word picture, another word for picture is visualize. You're visualizing your failure, believe it or not, all of you. Like if you're not living your life the way that you want to live, that means that there's something that's stopping you. We call that fear. It's because you're visualizing that fear. You're making it very clear in your mind of what may happen if you make this move. Does that make sense? But you're not considering what could happen that can go well in your favor. So what I started to do was, and this is when you change the image in your mind, because you may say, okay, Wes, how do I change the image in my mind? And you could do this with anything. If you want to pass a test, if you want to quit your job, if you want to start a business, you want to find a beautiful man, a beautiful husband, if you want people to treat you better, if you want a promotion at your job, if you want to lose weight, like it works for everything, okay? Everything. This works for everything in life. This is just how it works. Okay, I want everybody to come at one thing that you want most. And don't put financial freedom and success. Be very detailed. Tell me something very specific that you want to manifest or that you want to bring into your life. Everybody do that now. And I'm going to give you an example on how to use visualization that it will work for you instead of against you. Okay. What is one thing that you want? And don't say wisdom. Jesus Christ. Okay, so Lady Walker wants to be healed. She's a healing in my body. So obviously she says she has, obviously has an illness. I don't know what the illness is. It doesn't even matter. Listen, if you want to get rid of that illness, sweetheart, this is all you have to do. Close your eyes and you have to see yourself well. Now, what does that mean? You know how it feels to be sick. And I don't know what sickness you have, but whatever that is, it's painful, correct? So when I say see yourself well, you have to see yourself doing the things that are opposite of a sick person. Does that make sense? So whatever you can't do based off the illness, close your eyes and you have to see yourself doing those things. Does that make sense? Maybe a person, I don't know, that just your arm and your legs hurt and your bones hurt. You know, I don't know. Well, see yourself running. See yourself jumping up and down. See yourself waking up and being able to do 10 push-ups in the morning. See yourself with no pain in your arm. This really goes well with people that have allergies. Like my woman, she has allergies, but she don't have allergies, you know. All you have to do, like if you want to get rid of allergies, you know, you may say, oh, I sneeze, I got to take this because I have allergies. No. One thing, you have to stop associating yourself to something that you don't understand. Maybe you don't have allergies. I'm just saying maybe you don't. Okay, maybe it's something else. So to get rid of allergies, you just picture yourself well. You picture yourself not sneezing, not coughing. You picture yourself with a smile on your face. You picture yourself going through your day without any type of, sneezing or coughing or runny nose. Does that make sense? You have to see yourself in the mind like this. Let me pause for a second. Does that make sense, folks? Now, see, this is a great example. This person says, Jay Risklin says, it just sucks because I've been trying to make money online for years and nothing has worked yet. See, what he don't realize, that's just how he feels right now. In the moment, you feel that way, right? But that's not what it is. The reason why you think that's what it is because that's how you have described it to yourself, Jay Risklin. See, this is what I, oh, God damn. I can't wait till I start doing seminars because I'm going to be slapping people at the seminar. Listen, like I'm going to be banging your head. What you just said, like what this man just said, he says, it sucks because I've been trying to make money for years and nothing has worked yet. He should have put until now. Nothing has worked yet until now. What you don't realize, what you just said was you are sealing that thought, that jaded belief in your mind. Do you think thinking that way is going to bring a solution or is going to allow you to learn what needs to be done? No. It sucks, man. I've been trying for years and nothing has worked. How do you know it's not working? How do you know it's not working, Jay Risklin? You know what Jay Risklin is going to tell? Well, I prove it to you. I'm still in the same position. I still don't have no money. Listen, if I plant a seed on Monday, an orange tree seed, if I plant it, an orange seed on Monday, would it be smart for me to go outside and see that seed and say, hey, it's Wednesday. Why haven't it broke through ground? I don't see a tree yet. Would it make sense for me to go back in 2 weeks and look at that same place that I planted that seed? How about 2 months? How about 3 months? No. Like everybody would say no. Well, my question to you is this. If you can agree with me that if you plant a seed on a Monday, and even though it's 2 months and you see nothing on the surface, does that mean that the seed is not going to grow? You'll say no. And I'm like, why? I want all of you to tell me why. It's been 3 months. Still, the stem hasn't broke ground. Nothing on the surface. Why? That's a question for you. How, why? You know, you told me that. No. It doesn't mean that it's not growing. Well, why? Because what we can't see is happening under the surface. And that's what's happening with you, Jay Riskelin. It's all happening under the surface. But you're not giving your seed, call your business, or making money, the opportunity to grow. It's like you're in the cab, in a taxi cab. Anybody ever been in a taxi cab? Or maybe an Uber? You say, hey, taxi, I want to go to the museum. And it's going to be 10 miles, 10 minutes to go to the museum. But within 5 miles, you say, no, man, I want to go to the zoo. Okay, let's go to the zoo now. And then you say, no, I need to go to my friend's Ray Ray house, Pookie and Ray Ray. That's what you're doing, all of you. Okay, you start something, you're excited about it. And then you get discouraged. Oh, man, this is not working. What you don't realize that you're giving contradictory messages to the universe. Like you say, I want this. This is going to work for me. I'm pretty sure Jay Riskelin, when he first started to make money online, I wanted to. He was like, yeah, I'm going to make money. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to be a millionaire this year. This is going to work. I'm going to apply this. And then 6 months, a year pass. Man, I don't know what's going on. That's a contradictory message statement to what Jay Riskelin said before. Before he said, this is going to work. It's amazing. Now he says, man, it's not working. Right? He's like, what? Your mind is like, I thought we was going in this direction. So you say it's not working yet. Listen, your mind, like your brain itself, it's not partial to any type of statement, which means it accepts everything. Okay? If you say it's working, your mind will find a way for it to work. If you say it's not working, your mind will find a way for it to not to work. Does that make sense? Your brain, your mind itself is like a computer. Whatever you program the computer to do, it just does it. It doesn't care about how you feel, right? It doesn't care about what's happening today. Your mind, your brain, it can only produce the reality based off the programming. Are you with me? That's why you got to be very conscious of who you are around. You got to be very conscious of the movies that you watch. Very conscious of the social media that you pay attention to. Very conscious of the people that's in your life. Because these people are sending you programs, okay, when they're talking to you. Programs. And your mind is just eating it up. Your mind is just absorbing all this information from other people. But if your goal is to be rich and you spend most of your time talking to poor and average people, how do you ever become a rich person? Think for a second. I mean, this even a fifth grader can understand this. Say, hey, little fifth grader, you want to be rich? Yeah, I want to be rich. Okay, let me ask you a question, fifth grader. If you're around all your little friends that are not rich, are they broke, you know, because their parents pay for them, pay for their housing, food, clothes. When you're greedy, if you're just around them that you can't be rich only because you're around a lot of broke kids. They are broke. They don't have jobs. They don't have money. Like, yeah, exactly. Right? Or you can give another example. Like you say, hey, Ray, if you want to be positive and you're around a bunch of negative kids, what's the likelihood of you going to be positive? Like if you're around negative kids all the time, they're just negative, they curse, they complain, they bitch, they whine, they cry in class. And you want to be positive. Do you think it's going to be difficult for you to remain positive? Absolutely. Well, that's what's happening to all of you big heads, okay? Okay. What I did, and I'm going to tell you again. And listen, if you want my course for free, it is free right now. I'm giving it away for free. Go to my bio. My Instagram account is Wesley Million Dollar Virgin. Click the link in the bio. Get the geniusscript.com/gift You get the total program for free, what I'm sharing right now. I tell you how I made $1 million in 30 days. Look, listen. If you take a deep breath, real quickly here. Let's do something together. Take a deep breath. Do your nose. Inhale, do your nose. And exhale, do your mouth. Do it one more time. Exhale. One more time. Exhale. Now, I want you to think about one fear. Whatever fear that you have that you believe is standing in the way of what you want. It could be money, it could be happiness, it could be love, it can be a body. Doesn't matter. Think about it. What is the one thing that you say, well, you know, if I can, I'm afraid of this. It's the one fear I need to get rid of. Think about it. You got it? Okay, great. Now, I want you to think about the pictures that are around that fear. Because fear itself, we magnify fears, like, which means is we have to have a picture of something. We just don't fear something. We have a picture. So whatever that picture is, I want you to think about the picture that's connected to the fear, right? Fear of losing your job. Maybe you can picture yourself broke. I don't know. So I want you to see the picture. You see it? I want you to see the images around the fear, because there are images around the fear, like the fear of failure. There are images around it. You maybe see yourself failing. So make that a picture. Now, this is what I want you to do. If that picture is in color, I want you to make it black and white. Do it. Like, close your eyes. Like, whatever that picture is that's around the fear of failure, just make it black and white, because usually it's in color. When things are in color, they become more associated to your experience. So just make it black and white. Okay, you got it? It's black and white. Now, I want you to picture that black and white photo blinking. Let me give you an example. It's like going on and off. You ever went to a bedroom and you click the light on and off, on and off? That's what I want you to do to the picture. So that black and white picture, which is your fear, that's the image around your fear in your life. I want you to make it on and off, like it flickers black and white. On and off, on and off. Do it now. On and off, on and off, on and off. Like hitting the light switch up and up, up. Like on and off, on and off, on and off. Do it. So see that picture go away and come back on away. Flick it, flick it, flick it, flick it. Go faster, faster, faster. And as you're flicking it, it's on and off, that black and white picture. I want you to see it getting smaller. Every time you're hitting that switch on and off, make it smaller and smaller. Make it smaller in your mind. Make it small. Keep going. Smaller. 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 Until it's gone. You can't see it anymore. It's gone. You made it that small. Now, what I want you to do is take another deep breath through your nose. Keep your eyes closed. You'll feel better. Now, watch this. It's going to blow your mind. I want you to think about the picture of what you want now. Yeah, before you was fearing the failure, okay? It went away, it went somewhere, it's gone. But now I want you to think about what do you want? Okay? Like, what do you want? Like, you was afraid of something, to do something, to get something. Now I want you to picture yourself actually doing a thing. It could be starting a business and making $20 a month. It could be going to the gym every single day, working out and looking lean and beautiful and losing weight on autopilot. It could be finding the woman or fixing your relationships. But what I want you to do is create a picture. Hello. Create a picture right now of the thing that you want. Just close your eyes and think about it. Put a picture. Okay. You got the picture. Everybody got it? You got the picture in your mind? Like, I got a picture right now, $1 million a day. I can see my private jet. I see it. Ooh, it's gorgeous. Now, what I want you to do is make that picture color. Put it in color. Right? You may start to smile a little bit. You may say, damn, I can see it. Whatever it is. Okay? You know, whatever you was fearing, you know, now you're thinking about what you want. You're not even thinking about what you fear anymore. You're thinking about what you want. So make it in color. And I want you to make it larger. Like, you know, make it bigger. Whatever that picture is, it's whatever you're doing, whatever you're earning, whatever you're, I don't know, you know, it's your picture of what you want. Because we all want something, right? Of course. So you have to see yourself. So make it bigger. And now I want you to make it brighter. Can you do that for me? Like, make that picture bright in your mind. You know, whatever experience that you're creating right now in your mind, make it brighter. Make it larger. Okay? And make it in full color. Now I want you to begin to wrap that image around your body, in your mind. I want you to imagine as if that picture, you're almost becoming a part of the picture itself. So see it like wrapping your entire body around your body, like you're inside of the picture. Does that make sense? Feels good, right? And as you're in that picture, I want you to think about, what do you hear? Like the new picture of what you want, you're in it right now. So what do you hear? What sounds do you hear? What can you smell? Like, what are you smelling right now in that picture of what you want? You're creating this experience right now, and you're feeling good about it, and it's just seeding deeply into your mind right now. Like, what do you smell? Okay? What can you hear? What do you taste? What do you taste right now? Okay? I'm going to count to five to one. And once you're done, I want you to clap your hands. I'm going to count down from five to one. And when you hear one, you're going to open your eyes. It's going to feel refreshing. You're going to clap your hands real loud. Five, four, three, two, one. Open your eyes. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel? Comment below. Okay? How do you feel? Comment below. Now, imagine, okay, I just want you to imagine this. Imagine doing that, what I just did for you. It took about 5 to 8 minutes. Imagine doing that once a day. Okay? See, everybody said, I feel wonderful, I feel confident, right? How many of you, when you did that, it felt like it was actually happening? Like, you can see it. It's like in the mind, you started to get happy and say, man, wow, I see myself doing this. Now, imagine if you did this once a day for 6 months. Imagine if you, like, what would your life be if you did it for once a day? Can you imagine the type of life that you will have? It will be totally different than the life you have here today. Now imagine if you did it 2 times a day, every day. You didn't miss one day for 6 months. This, the thing I just did there, the exact process there. What type of life would you have? You're like, man, I wouldn't have any fear. I would do what I want to do. I'd be successful. I'd be financially free, flying around the world, doing whatever I want to do, of course. But let me tell you something. I did that 3 times a day for 2 years. Just being honest with you, 3 times a day. And I did it for 40 minutes. Like a lot of you, we just did it for like 5, 6 minutes. I did it 40 minutes. Every time I would do it for 40 minutes. So that means I did it for what? Was that 2 hours a day? So 2 hours a day. I was in this process of just creating this image, this new image in my mind. I was getting very familiar with this new life. Now you see why all this money came to me on autopilot. I discovered the solutions in business, like without even working hard. It would just come to me. And the reason why I'm financially independently wealthy now, you get it? Now imagine if you do it. Okay, like imagine if you did that. Someone you say it felt real because it is real. Of course it is. It's real as the fear that you think is real. You know, when people talk about fear, they're like, no, I got a real fear. With it. I know I'm really afraid, man. I'm really afraid to do this. I'm really afraid to invest that money. I'm really afraid to quit my job. I'm afraid to start that relationship. I'm afraid. Like, just as you believe your fear is so real, what we just did there is real too. However, the more you do it, the realer it gets. Are you with me here? The more you do it. Like if you do it longer, it becomes more real in the mind. Does that make sense? See, your fear of failure is so real to you only because you have practiced that for so long. All right? It's like the people that believe in ghosts. You know, they believe in ghosts so much that they just believe it exists. Because they've been thinking that way for so long. So they just think ghosts exist. You with me here? That's why you believe in the devil. Because you've been taught that for so many years. There's a devil, there's a devil, there's a devil. So you just believe it. You don't even know why you believe it. And then the great thing about the mind, whenever the mind believes something, it would justify why you believe it. Like if I say, hey, why you believe in the devil? You say, no, the devil is real. I mean, babies getting killed by men, women getting raped by, you know, you would just say that's like the mind is powerful. And whatever you believe, your mind will find a way to support the belief, by the way. In anything. It doesn't matter. Your mind will find a way to support that belief. And it could sound absolutely idiotic, but it doesn't matter. Your mind would justify anything in your life to prove that what you believe is true. So say if you just believe that you're going to be a millionaire this year or make $20,000 a month. Say if you believe that you're going to go work out, you're going to be a healthier person. Say if you're going to be a person that just never experience pessimism. You're going to be an optimistic person for the rest of your life. Like imagine if you did that. Okay. Any question for me? Did you get any value here this morning? I'm sorry that I went a bit overboard, but comment below if you got any value here. Okay. Any value? And like I said, if you want access to my course for free, by the way, people pay for it, but it's free now. Because I don't want anybody complaining about, oh, Wesley, why can't you just make it free? You're already rich. Okay, it's free. Now what? Let's see what you do now. Just go to my bio, Wesley Million Dollar Virgin on Instagram. Click the link. You will have total access to the program. It's free. Just go up there and click it. Okay, any if you got value this morning, if you're going to apply some of the things I share with you, you will overcome failure with ease. Like I teach my children this stuff. That's why they're so phenomenal, because they understand what is called fear. No one explains to a child what fear is. It's normal to be afraid of things. But you have to explain why. Like, why am I afraid of this? It's because of what you're thinking about. I told my daughter, I said, you know, she runs. And I always tell her, I said, sweetheart, visualize yourself winning. You know, she might say, well, I don't do that. You know how your kids are. They never want to admit that they're using your advice. And that's cool. I don't care. As long as they use it. I say, just visualize yourself winning. Because I remember with long jump, she was having a tough time with long jump, right? Versus Denia. Tough time with long jump. I said, baby, listen. Visualize yourself hitting the number that you want. Visualize yourself jumping as further as humanly possible. Visualize yourself stepping and jumping at the right place at the right time. Now, I don't know if she did it, but all I know is this. Not only did she break a record, she's number one in her district. Like she won long jump last meet, and she won the long jump to the previous meet. What I want you to understand about children, you know, for all my parents out there, whatever you tell them, it may seem that they're not listening to you. Because they may say, oh, I'm not listening to this. I'm not. They are. Okay? They are. 100%. So all you have to do is just continue to say it over and over again. And they, you know, that's why in the Bible it says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And the way that he or she should go is based off how you believe he or she should live their life. It's up to you. Okay? And it said he or she would not depart from it. It's the truth. I've seen it happen. Like everything that I've inculcated in the minds of my children, I'm seeing the residuals of that. It's just natural. Like even the age, you can just, the way that she speaks, she like me. She speaks very stern. She can be very intimidating as well, like I am. And she's only 19. So think about when she's 25. Oh, my God. Jeez, I'm going to be afraid of that woman. Right? So for everybody that has children, use these methods with your children. They would use it faster because they don't have all that junk in their mind like older individuals do. You know, a lot of you that are in your 30s and 40s, you have so much junk, so much negativity, so much clutter in your mind. It's hard for you to accept new beliefs. That sound crazy, but I'm like, if you believe in magic, you know, you should believe in this. You believe in God. You've never seen God, but you believe in him, right? You believe he exists. So why wouldn't you believe in this? You believe in the devil. So why wouldn't you believe in this? You believe in all this crazy stuff. So it's like, why wouldn't you believe that you can close your eyes and visualize and paint a picture in your mind of what you want? And the more you do it, your mind will begin to find ways to make that a reality for you. Like, why wouldn't you believe that? You believe everything else? You believe that nothing is working in my life? I'm like, nothing is working in your life? Everything is going wrong? Everything? I mean, you're breathing right now. That went right today. Right? So, a lot of you believe a lot of nonsense. So why not believe that you can actually visualize? You're already doing it anyway. But just visualize what you want instead of what you don't want. Just do it. Just visualize what you want. Visualize your life working out perfectly. Visualize, you know, I did this with my woman last week. You know what I told her? I said, baby, you're going to make $5,000 a day. And I'm embedding this in her mind, by the way, because she don't believe all of it yet. She want to believe it, but, you know, her mind, it just, you know, it's just, I get it. It's hard to believe this type of information because you spent so long working hard and trying to make things work. So me as her significant other, I have to evolve her mind. So I said, baby, you're going to make $5,000. You're going to make $5,000. You're going to make $2,000. You're going to make $3,000. You know, now, before she was making another $1,000 a day. Now she's doing at a minimum $2,000 a day. And then I told her the other morning when she left, I said, listen, look at me. Today is going to be an awesome day. You're going to make $5,000. You know what she did? She texted me. She said, oh, my God, baby. I got 10 people in the chair, and it's only 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. And she always, and I tell her, I said, imagine. It's, I meditate with her, right? Obviously, that's my job as her man. I meditate with her, and I said, and I know how to control the mind of people, right? So, obviously, I control her mind in a way that she'll get what she wants. I said, imagine your place of business full, like people in the chairs getting service and your workers. Like I did that meditation and it happened. She texted me and said, oh my God, she sent me a picture. I got 9 people in here. Oh my God, it's almost full today. And I said, of course, my love, speak it. It's very simple. And you know why it's so simple? Because it's just, and this is like with my team that I love them so much because I do it with my team all the time. Like my team, like we had a seminar or a retreat. I do a retreat once a year with my team. And we went to Colombia, I think 2 years ago. And in Colombia, I asked everybody, I said, what do you want? You know, some people want to make $20,000 a year, $30,000. But this one guy, he wanted to make, I think, $60,000 a year. And I made him believe that he was going to make $60,000 a year, even though he didn't really believe he was going to make $60,000 a year. And, you know, I just know how to use a bit of conveyance to get people to believe stuff. It's very simple. I can teach you that too. And this man, within, I don't know, less than 2 months, he was doing $60,000, $70,000 a month. He was at $20,000 at first. $60,000 a month. And you may, what was the difference? It was nothing. Don't even have difference. He just believed that he can do it. That's all what it is, you know. And I get it, you know. The problem with a lot of you, you keep thinking about, well, this is happening, and we don't have this, and we don't have this, and I don't have this. But the universe doesn't work that way, and your brain definitely doesn't care about what's happening in your experience. Because even your personal experience in life is not, it's all subjective, right? It's just what you think it is. Like you think, well, because this is not working, we can't do this. Well, because of this, we can't, like, how do you know? See, what I do is I say, you know what? This is perfect. I said, this situation that everybody thinks is negative is perfect. And this situation is going to be much better than the situation before. Like, I've done it several times in my life. And that's what I teach my team to do. Because now this is how you become a unicorn in life. A unicorn is a person that it doesn't matter what situation they're in business, in sales, doesn't matter. They perform. Always. Like me, I always perform. It doesn't matter what's happening. I only think about what I want to happen. Like my team this year, like this month, they're going to do $1 million. Watch. Again, with ease. $1 million, man. Only because they believe it. Several people are going to make $50,000, $60,000 a month, $20,000, $70,000, $50,000 a month, commission paid in their pocket this month. And I'm going to show you proof. Just watch. This month, my team. How? Just because they believe it. I said they just believe that they can do it. If I get you to believe you can do it based off the circumstances, you'll do it quickly here. So, like I said before, I'm just blessed. Not to say I'm blessed. Like anybody can do this. Like you can, anybody can program people's minds because we do it every day, all day anyway. We're always programming each other when we're talking to each other. We're always programming, but we're just unaware of what's happening. But when you meet a guy like me, I am always going to paint the picture of what you want in your mind for you because I know you're going to think more. Like, it's not that you don't want to succeed. Like, my woman, she wants to succeed in her business, but sometimes she keeps thinking about what's not succeeding or what's not going well. What of this too? And I get it. And it's normal. So I have to pervade her mind with optimism, positivity. I have to pervade her mind with what she wants. So I have to say, baby, you're going to make $5,000 a day, $150,000. Why do I want her to make that amount of money? Because I want me and her to travel every single month. I want her to detach from my business that she can work 3 days a week. And the other days she can spend time with her family and spend time with me and travel the world, right? So 100% she's going to believe it. 100%, you'll see. It's very subtle. And I'll tell you how I do it. You know, I'm going to give you an example. If you want anybody to believe something, just keep saying it over and over again. Okay? I'm going to be honest. That's all you do. Like, I keep telling her she's going to make $5,000 a day. Baby, you're going to make $5,000. I said, imagine making $5,000 a day. Like, she don't believe it because consciously she think about, well, how I'm going to do that. I don't know how. It doesn't matter. But you will 100% make $5,000 a day. So if you want yourself or you want another person to do that, just keep repeating it to yourself. Like I tell myself, imagine I'm making $1 million a day. Wow, that's $30 million a month. Imagine making that amount of money, $1 million a day. But you can do this to people or yourself because it's like an embedded suggestion, okay? Because that's why people believe what they believe now. People believe, the people that think they're ugly is because they've told themselves that they're ugly. Doesn't matter if they're even pretty or look good or handsome. Like they like, oh, no, I'm not pretty. Like, you know, women, they're terrible at this. It's like, you know, look at my nails. It look terrible. And it look fine. Look at my eye. My left eye is larger than the right eye. Look at my shoulder. This shoulder. I'm like, what the? You know, women, I don't know, unconsciously just see the disparities in their body. or they see the, you know, the issues or the problems. That's it. I mean, they see themselves. So it doesn't matter how much you tell her, oh, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, you're this, that, that. No, I'm not. If you don't believe me, tell a beautiful girl that, you know, you don't really look that good today. You look ugly. You're like, what? Like, she might act like, you know, it's not going to mess with her. But, you know, deep inside, not all women, but some women, I'm telling you, they be like, what? I'm ugly. What's wrong with me? Is it my lips? I need to go get some lip injections. Is it my Botox? I need more Botox. My wrinkles? I need more. I'm telling you. And this is related to what is called the self-image, right? But like I said before, if you want somebody to believe something, just keep saying it. Like I tell my team, I say, listen, you're going to hit your goals. You're going to make this amount of money, 100%, every single month. $50, $70, $100 a month. Watch. Every single day, you're going to do $30,000 a day, team. 100%. You will. 100%. You're going to make $30,000 with ease. Doesn't matter. What's happening, you're going to do it all the time. And once they believe it, which they do believe it, then it just happens. And it can happen for you too. You just got to detach yourself from what you think and how. And how I'm going to do it? Well, I don't know how. No one knows. You just got to believe that it's going to happen. Okay? Hey, I love you guys. If you got value, comment the word value below. Give me a share. Give me a like if you received anything with the Sunday Mindset message here this morning. I went a bit over because I'm always, it's important for me to give you more value. You know, service leads to greatness, and I'm here to serve you, man. I'm here to serve the world. I love it. And I love educating people about their mind and brain so they can get what they want easier and faster, like myself, right? I don't want to be the only person living this fantastic, perfect life. Some people are jealous of my life. Like, what, you just stay at home all day and relax and you make millions of dollars a month? Yeah, I mean, but I'm not the only person making that amount of money. It's many people that are making $1 million a day. What are you talking about? Like, I'm the low boy on the totem pole right now, you know? You just need to know more people. A lot of you know people that make $100,000, $50,000 a year, $20,000. That's cool, but I don't know, you know? That's not enough money for me. But I love you guys. Comment below. You got value. And I'll see you tonight on The Rant. Thanks for the follows as well. And like I said, if you want access to the Genie script, go to my bio, Wesley Million Dollar Version on Instagram. In the bio, at the top, click that link. It will send you to the page for free. No investment, no nothing. Just learn and let me know if you got any value. And let me know some of the results and the testimonials because you actually applied it. So much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.